When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're back on Open Mic. Very, very special guest. Someone I've covered and known for a long time and who I saw very recently on Sunday Night Football. I covered a punt fest that at the end turned into just another Russell Wilson magical moment, and had a great talk with him after the game. And here he is. Russell, how are you, man?
Mike, what's going on, brother? It was a good game. We got it done in the fourth quarter. It was a crazy game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. During the game, I was thinking, all right, they've got their, the play cadence and all the stuff that people were freaking out about. They've got that under control. No problems with the clock. They just aren't gaining yards. But, you told me that you were very vocal on the sidelines during the game to your teammates about what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, I think just when you're playing 49ers defense and they've always been great. They've been great over the past few years in particular. You know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. And just told the guys, you know, listen, I told the guys on Tuesday in our State of the Union meeting, and I kind of run a meeting on Tuesdays. I just told them, I said, listen, the reality is about these guys, I've played these guys over 20 plus times. It always comes down to the fourth quarter, most of those games. It always comes down to the last possession or two. So just know, no matter how the game's going, no matter what's going on, just stay the course. And that's what we did.
Meanwhile, the 49ers are probably doing their State of the Union on Tuesday going, it always comes down to the fourth quarter, and we're 4-17 going in against this guy. So you seem to have found the secret against a really, really good team in those moments.
You know, I love it when the game's on the line, you know, when all the pressure's on you, everybody's booing you, everybody's cheering you on. Everybody, you're playing on the road and they're booing you. You're playing at home and it's the game on the line. All the fans are pumped up because it's the fourth quarter and they're striking up the music and just, and the game's on the line. You got to come up with a key third down. I mean, that's what you live for, those kind of moments, you know, and to be able to capitalize on them. And I always believe that no matter what the circumstances are, we're always going to find a way. And that's just the mentality. And so that's the mentality I've always kind of taken. Mike, as you know, I'm always a big believer in just overcoming obstacles. You know me, Mike. That's what I've always loved. You know, it's just those tough challenges and times that people think, oh, man, how are they going to pull this off? And sure enough.
I got to go back and share a couple of stories. So I came to training camp in 2012 when Russell was a rookie and third round pick, not expected to start, at least to others. I know you expected it. And I started hearing stories, and then I met you, and you kind of said, man, I know who you are. You do a great job. And I'm thinking, either he's the most prepared guy for an interview ever and he's just trying to be nice to me, or he's really cool. But either way, I love him. So I was a believer from the start.
You know, I think the thing with, for me, you know, getting prepared for interview, I don't really get prepared. I don't really like being prepared for interviews, to be honest with you. I think it's one of those things that, like, for me, I just love, you know, trying to have communication, listen to the question and just answer, you know. And so that's all I've always believed, you know, in terms of interviews. And not, you know, so you find your way as you get more and more more and more opportunities to speak to people like yourself.
We did an interview on camera when I was at NFL Network before the 2014 NFC Championship game, and you looked me in the eye and you said, I just have a feeling it's going to be one of those classic games that everybody remembers, comes down to the very end, maybe goes to overtime. And, you know, it looked really bad for you guys for much of the day. And then sure enough, magic started happening and you guys beat the Packers in overtime and went back to the Super Bowl. And I remember calling up my boss from the press box and saying, hey, you got to go back and find that clip because I don't think it aired on game day morning. I'm like, you gotta get that out there because he pretty much told us exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you got discernment or what, but no, I think that, you know, one of the things I believe about success and continual winning is visualization. You know, I know guys like Kobe Bryant used to use visualization, guys like Allen Iverson, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, you know, these premier athletes, they use visualization. They put themselves in scenarios, good ones and bad ones. And how are you going to overcome them? How are you going to come out of it on the other side of it? And for me, I've always put myself in scenarios. I remember my dad telling me that at a young age. And so from the spin moves to the stepping up in the pocket and sliding away to the deep ball, to the game on the line, the fourth quarter, and it's the last play that, you know, and it's fourth down and you got to make a play. You get the touchdown, the 2-point conversion. You know, I visualize those. I speak life into every situation. And I think a lot of times it plays out for whatever reason. And, you know, you could put yourself in so many different scenarios of your lifetime. It allows you to be comfortable when it's chaotic.
I've heard so many stories about you in games that seemed lost, telling your teammates on the sidelines, hey, stick with it. It's okay. We're going to do this. And, you know, believing it. When you're on a new team that hasn't been as used to winning in the last few years, is it a process to get them to believe you in those moments?
I don't think to necessarily believe me or anything like that. I think they know and have seen me over the years play, you know, in the games, close games and all that. But I think the process is actually, and this is even if you've won, you know, I think the process of re-identifying and recreating the culture, the energy, the language, the winning language, the winning culture, the winning energy that you want to be able to create every day. And that obsession, that love for that, that passion for that, that detail, that understanding of what it takes over and over again, and the philosophical belief that winning is a habit. You have to be able to teach that every day. You have to become that every day. A lot of times, a lot of people wonder, you know, how do you become a champion? How do you become a winner? How do you become successful? How do you become this? How do you become that? Well, you have to visualize it. You have to speak it into existence, and then you have to become it. And all your habits and decisions around that have to become that. And I think also too, losing's the same way. You can become that too by having negative thoughts, having things that say that just aren't winning attitudes and winning thoughts and winning, you know, habits. And so what we've created here, what we continue to do, and these guys really want to do it. You know, they've been on it every day. It's been an amazing team. This defense, this offense, and the special teams, the players, that culture, the organization, all the way from the top down, from the Walton Penner family, all the way to George Payton and Coach Hackett, to myself and all the captains and leaders of this team, you know, and it, Justin Simmons, Chubb, you know, Randy Gregory, you know, you think about guys like DJ Jones, winner, you know, you think about guy like Bowles who wants to be great every day. You know, these guys, Cushenberry. I mean, these Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. These guys are stars. And, you know, so they want to win. They want to do everything they can, and they're putting all the work in and all the habits, and the love is here for each other too. That's the great part about it.
You know, you guys had reason to have negative thoughts creep in those first 2 weeks. You know, high profile game ending didn't go well in Seattle, and then the home fans are counting down the play clock. You know, you did win the second game. By the way, that's got to be really fun for a quarterback when your home fans are counting down the final seconds of the play clock.
Oh yeah, no worries, man. It was helpful. Wow, you know, it's all love, man. They want us to win just like we want to win and do everything, you know, at the highest level.
You obviously had Coach Hackett's back after the first game, you know, and he showed some humility. I think, you know, he said, hey, I would boo me too. And definitely didn't try to come off like a defensive, condescending coach that I think others might have. How was all that received in the locker room, and how was he with you guys as all this was happening?
Coach Hackett's amazing, man. His care for the players, his passion for teaching, his love for this game, his love for us and creating a winning culture. I mean, he is everything that you could ask for in a coach and a head coach. And he's really built an amazing staff as well around him that support that as well. So, I mean, I really believe in Coach Hackett and believe in what he's doing and where we're going and how we're going to get there. And, you know, every day, you know, we get to meet me and him and just spend time together and just talk every day. And just, he's not just about the game. He's about life. He's about people. He's about, you know, allowing us to be the best version of ourselves as men as well. And that's worth a whole lot.
How would you compare his normal energy level to like your wife's on stage performance caliber energy level?
I don't know how to answer that one. But I think, you know, when you think about Coach Hackett, you know, I'll speak about Coach Hackett, but I think about when I think about Coach Hackett, you know, his passion for this game and his energy in the locker room. I'll use a great example. We won the game the night against the 49ers, and we just came in. We just went crazy in the locker room, and all the energy, all the juice, all the up and down. I mean, we were all celebrating each other, you know, and doing it together. And what a great moment that was.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everything. body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
I know you're hard on yourself. As you guys were going through these issues with, you know, play cadence and getting plays in and all that, did you feel like, hey, maybe I'm doing too much at the line pre-snap? Maybe I need to try to streamline my part in it?
Well, I think whenever you're, you know, you play the quarterback position, you always want to put everything on your shoulders, because at the end of the day, you know, you want to be able to, you know, get people in and out, you know. And so I think the best thing about it is that, you know, we're all in this thing together. You're all, you know, and so I'm excited about where we're going. You know, I don't even worry about the first, you know, you go out there, football is a game of tons of amazing moments, and all these amazing moments together. And then you're going to have a couple tough ones you got to fix and get right. And if you have the passion and the diligence to do that, how much better is that?
I feel like that pass you put on the back shoulder to Cortland that set up the winning touchdown on Sunday night, I was like, okay, that's the Russell I'm used to seeing, especially in those moments. Have you changed as a quarterback as you've, you know, gotten into your second decade? Are you less prone to running or scrambling? Are you slower? Like, is there any difference in your opinion and what you've, you know, and what your game is?
No, man, I feel better. I feel more efficient in terms of, you know, my reads and everything else. So, you know, I think that, you know, we're building this, you know, amazing chemistry here. We're all trying to work on it together, but it's really coming together nice. You know, I'm excited about, you know, this week. I'm excited about the weeks to come. You know, we're just always working to be great, and everything, every day you wake up, you work to get better. And so I feel amazing. My body and all that stuff, and mind, spirit, all that energy. Obviously I think he saw me move around the other night, you know, I still got the shakes and all that extra stuff and the spin outs and the big play, you know, mentality. So, you know, and so, yeah, man, it's been fun.
You think you'd beat Chad Powers in a 40 based on video study?
I'd beat him running backwards.
All right. So let's hit all the subjects you're getting good natured grief for, on the internet and other places. Are you getting more grief for the Subway ad with the Danger Witch? How does that compare to like the Mr. Unlimited video that surfaced and the Broncos Country Let's Ride outtakes?
Well, I think that what you're trying to tell me is that, you know, all the things Mr. Unlimited to Broncos Country Let's Ride to even the Danger Witch at Subway, all those things are trending right now, baby. They've been trending for a while. So I'm just saying. That's called Brandon.
Perfect. You know, the first game in Seattle was really emotional. You know, you did so many great things there. You know, I saw you and DK, what you wrote on each other's jerseys. I mean, you know, you have a lot of close relationships. There were a lot of former players there. And afterwards, Pete Carroll, your former coach, said that he thought it was a chance to make a big statement. The game's not about an individual player here or there. It's about team. Did you feel anything about the former players being there? Did that affect you or after the fact, one way or the other?
No, not at all, man. I think, you know, I was fortunate to play for an amazing organization in Seattle for 10 plus years, give my all every day. I gave everything every play. You know, everything, every practice, every day, every play. And that's all I've ever known, you know, so that's all I'll ever know is give everything I got. So, you know, it was great to go back and play and see guys like DK and Tyler and the guys, you know, and guys like Quandre Diggs and Jamal, those guys playing on the same field with those guys, you know, so much love and you know, for those guys. And it's such great friends, you know, so.
You think your ex-teammates were just there as a, you know, Seahawks solidarity moment?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, show up. A lot of those guys live in Seattle. You know, they go to the games, you know, all that stuff. So it's all good.
Yeah, totally. Last one I got for you, because you've been amazing. You know, we all watched, last Sunday and then again Thursday night, Tua Tagovailoa, promising young quarterback, suffering certainly the second time a really scary looking head injury. What goes through your mind when you see a situation like that?
Well, you worry about him and his family and his career, and to take that kind of hit and injury and see the reaction. I mean, his natural body reaction to that, and how long he was in that state, is scary. This game is very tough, very, very violent game. And we sacrifice, put ourselves out there and try to do everything to perform for everyone and win and all that stuff. But, we have wives, kids, family members, loved ones. So we can't take this for granted, and just praying for Tua to heal and to be better, man. And just praying that he heals fast.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned family. I mean, have you and your wife had those hard conversations? Cause I know how competitive you are and it would be hard to get you off the field normally, but have you guys had to talk about that? Like, hey, let's not do anything crazy.
No, not really. I think when we were watching the game, we just started praying for Tua right away.
No doubt. Well, it is good to see you doing your thing. And I have a feeling that you got some winning in your future in an unfamiliar uniform, but a new chapter. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mike, man. It's always great to talk to you, and super grateful. Thanks for the time, and just grateful to grateful to always, you've always been first class in every way, and just you're great at what you do. So
this is why I love talking to Russell. You can, by the way, you can keep going once we're off the air. You can keep saying that.
I will. Thank you. Broncos country, baby. All right, I'll see you, Mike.
Thanks, Russell. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
All right,
needed.
Let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.